of interaction. It's too distracting to try and do that with two big rooms. So, but we'll just have it on for them. So if you're ready, Pedro, then I'll start. I'm Joe Ferreira. For those of you who've only been in the department a few years, you may not know me because I've been a professor in the department since 1971, but I'm officially retired. I just come back. And I've originally was in electrical engineering and computer science, then management science, and then got interested in management science in the public sector around 1970, the end of the 60s. And then discovered policy analysis around MIT that's focused on making the world better was centered at DUSP. And I joined DUSP then and have been since, not at all with computing at first other than to do statistics, but then eventually to get our computer resource lab started, created CRON, and had a group called Planning Support System, which morphed into UIS, which morphed into urban science, and data science, and then urban science became popular in the last decade. So I'm pleased to enable a 20th anniversary e-planning seminar series. And we brought back Pedro Ferraz de Abreu. You should have received an email from me earlier that introduced him a little bit. He is not only a graduate of our department and the person who organized the last e-planning seminar in 2003, just after he finished his PhD. But he's also someone who has not only spent time in different parts of MIT, the Media Lab, and the SPERS program in DUSP, as well as eventually getting his PhD in DUSP, but was a revolutionary back in the 70s. He was a student activist on the run from the government and then involved in the revolution in 1974 in Portugal. And I used to say this sort of a yin and a yang, where I'm sort of nose to the grindstone trying to use the technology to do something and evaluate whether it worked. And he's always focused on the political repercussions of what's happening and the fact that you have to organize and figure out what you're rooting for and how you can make it work. And so we've had interesting conversations along those lines. And I'm also Portuguese by heritage, so it's been even more fun in that. But it isn't about that today. We do have this unique opportunity to not only have Pedro here to sort of kick this off. We want this to be an informal discussion of sort of where we came from, what kinds of issues are on the table, how'd we get here, with an eye towards where we're going. Then we're going to have Monday talks, several Monday lunch talks, that'll look more specifically at particular efforts to try and use technology to understand what's going on, to improve planning, with discussants drawn from our faculty around here to comment on how it's worked, what some of the issues are, with an eye towards generating more discussion among ourselves about where have we come from and where do we want to go with this idea of using technology to improve planning. And we're pleased today to have the department heads who were running the department before the 20-year-ago seminar series during the 90s, and then just after it, and then during the last decade when the department initiated this computer science and urban planning joint undergraduate degree. So that's Bish first and then Larry. And then Iran.
And Amy,
I thought, was going to come here. We'll see if she makes it. And Chris, current department head, can't come today, but he'll be at some of the Monday seminars, as will Amy as a discussant at some of them. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is to give the podium over to our three present DUSP department heads to give us a little bit of history and a few thoughts about what they thought was happening when they got engaged with these kinds of efforts, and whatever else they want to say about that. Beginning with Bish Sanyal, who was head of the department, for 94 until 2002, right?
Yeah.
Bish.